welcome to the Lonely Triathlete. My name is Todd, and I am the Lonely Triathlete coming to you live from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada on this Sunday, May the 17th. Welcome to the podcast where I share with you the thoughts, opinions, experiences, maybe tips and tricks of a podium placing age group triathlete. Should I say aging triathlete? Aren't we all aging? Really? Okay, enough said. Before I get started, just a quick reminder that Patreon members get bonus content at the end of this episode. And if you head over to patreon.com, you'll see that I'm posting a couple of written blog posts per week. So check that out and be sure to leave some comments. Okay, you know what piece of triathlon equipment gets talked about the least? Is it aero helmets? No. Carbon shoes? No. Race wheels? No, it's swimming goggles. And honestly, that's ridiculous when you think about it. Because if your goggles don't fit properly, your swim can go sideways and fast. I remember being absolutely paranoid before my 2008 Ironman Canada race. I was paranoid that my goggles would leak. So I bought a pair of visor style aquaspheres and just to make sure that I didn't get any water in my eyes. But I mean, a leaking goggle during a race is not just annoying, it completely breaks your rhythm. Suddenly you're stopping, you're adjusting things, or if there's water in your goggles, you're sighting a bit poorly, you're getting a bit frustrated, distracted, maybe you're even panicking a little bit in the open water. And that's just during racing. What about during training? A bad pair of goggles can turn like an enjoyable swim just into an irritating grind. And if they're too tight, you get those raccoon eye pressure marks. If they're too loose, there's water in them every single flip turn you make. If they're the wrong shape, they'll dig into your eye sockets and give you headaches. I mean, for a piece of equipment that sits literally on your face for hours every month, comfort matters a lot more than most athletes realize. And here's the funny thing. We tend to skimp a little bit on goggles. I think most swimmers and triathletes, they're buying goggles in roughly the $25 to $60 range. $25 is probably average for your average goggle. $60 for your slightly more premium goggles. That's for things like Speedo Vanquishers, Arena goggles, TYR, and like I mentioned, Aquasphere. And they're all good goggles, like totally functional. The Aquaspheres I used for Ironman were fantastic. I mean, it felt like I was wearing a motorcycle helmet, but I mean, they were so big, but they did their job. But most of them, they're still basically best guess sizing. They have different shaped and sized nose bridges, different strap tensions, maybe one fits in your face better than another, but you're still adapting yourself to the goggles, not the other way around. And honestly, a lot of swimmers just accept a little bit of leaking as normal. Like, oh yeah, this pair only leaks if I push off really hard. Or, you know, they're not bad once you adjust them about three times. It's crazy to think, but we've normalized mediocre fit. And what's funny is that we don't have to settle for this anymore. Swim goggles have really evolved a lot over the past 30 years or so. If you started swimming like I did in the late 80s or early 90s, you probably remember those old school goggles that basically felt like torture devices strapped your face. The classic design, if I think back all that time ago, hard plastic lenses, foam padding, like probably quarter inch foam padding around your eyes, really basic rubber straps, almost no, like zero ergonomic shaping. And those